I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. It's 7:06 Friday morning. We fall back this weekend, which means that it'll be light out by 7 o'clock, right? Because it's still pitch black out.
Yeah, right. Hopefully. Yeah. Well, we'll enjoy that for, you know, that how that goes.
It's
always in transition.
Dark, right. That's true. All right. This part of the show is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's time to win Maroon 5 tickets. You can see Maroon 5 in 2018. Alice has your tickets. Maroon 5 is coming to the Oracle Arena on June 1st. And you can be our guest at the show. We'll take caller number 97-800-400-3697. You'll win a pair of tickets. And we've had these all week, and there'll be more chances throughout the day. Be listening. The tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. at livenation.com. Maroon 5 tickets for caller number 97-800-400-3697. Don't let the flu turn you into a zombie with a fever this Halloween season. With the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, you won't be tricked by any spooky symptoms. Yeah! All right, let's see how you do, Hooman.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Oh! What?
Don't want none unless you got one, son.
Oh, you broke the headphones, too?
I did.
You're back.
I'm back. Ben and Shane.
Somewhere there's
a
good time looking for me.
Don't worry, drinks, I'm coming.
Is that your dancing?
Nobody can say no.
Yeah, well, dancing and thinking
nobody
about
nobody can
the
say
calls.
Ebola.
All the parties you go to and that's what you got?
Also.
Yes. Huh.
I'm also.
I think it's his bad back.
Also.
Is it?
I'm also awesome. Y'all know.
Oh, this is you, Hooman.
Vici, I was cool.
It was something to do.
Living down in L.A.
Got a sports car just to prove. Yeah, I'm a real big baller because I made $1 million and I spent it on girls and shoes. Oh, boy, he's letting it go.
Woo, Hooman.
The whole rest of the montage is this.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Bryn put this together for him, by the way. So this is the one we'll be hearing for the next 6 weeks.
Oh, really?
I'm sure.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh. That's a good song. Woo! Good job, Hooman. Good job press and play on that, baby.
Yeah, that one button. Good job. Woo!
It's good news. All right.
Bryn sent me a picture this morning of Cameron.
Oh.
How's Cameron doing?
Well, I asked if
I must be home by now, right?
I don't know. I think she's going to be there another day
Yeah,
or
she
so.
Had...
Oh, right.
Yeah. Hmm. Yep. So she is going to maybe be there one more day.
Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. But little Cameron got here on Halloween. Mm-hmm. 7 pounds, 3 ounces. And everybody's resting comfortably. Well, resting is, you know, a relative
right.
term.
Right. Comfortably.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, there's no pins sticking in them as far as I know. So.
I don't think that happens, though, at the hospital.
Which part?
Resting comfortably.
No,
yeah, no,
it
you're at the hospital Ugh. The whole time. Ugh. People Bogus. Wake you up constantly
yeah.
and just like
blood
constant,
pressure.
Yeah, let's
here, take this medication so you could sleep. I was sleeping.
I was.
Let's take your.
And then when you're the
blood.
Chick, there's constant exams too. Yeah. Like they even send a nurse to your house afterward. Like I'm gonna take a look. I'm like really, right here in my own home, feels like kind of a violation. Yeah. I'm fine. Everything's all right.
What do you mean, take a look?
They come and take a look
down.
Below.
At Australia?
Mm-hmm.
Down under?
Yeah. Like a home visit. Well, I had that anyway. I don't know
you
if
did?
That.
You did?
Yes.
Both times?
I believe so. And I had a lactation lady come to my house, and they want to make sure the kid's fed and you're okay. You're not in the hospital anymore, and they want to take a look.
We did not have home visits.
You're lucky.
The lactation thing was a big deal.
I did not want home visits. Maybe it was my doctor.
Well, you would have had to get up and go in there.
That's true. I hate that. I don't want to get up. I'm finally comfortable.
There were no home visits. The lactation thing was a thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I found myself in what appeared to be one of my regular AA meetings, you know, a big circle in a basement room.
Everybody talking about what they're going through.
But everyone's talking about how they can't get the kid to latch or whatever. Oh. And there's even a scale in the corner where you weigh the kid upon arrival.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to weigh the kid again after feeding to let the nurse know what they got.
Right. Well, they want the kids to get fed.
You know, the whole thing.
It is a thing. And for some people, it's super easy. And for other people, it's an absolute nightmare. And a lot of people really want to breastfeed and wind up not being able to. It sucks. Anywho, let's start the 7 o'clock trash with something fun. It's just fun.
All right.
Good times. And you can tell by the smiles on their faces that it's just going great. Selena Gomez and The Weeknd broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And she now appears to be fully back with Justin Bieber.
You know, I don't know if you had that relationship when you were young. I certainly did.
Yeah, where the one you kept going back to.
We were on and off. It was my high school sweetheart. We'd break up. I would say to my friends, I don't want to see. If you see her, you warn me so I can leave.
Right.
I don't want to know from that person.
I don't want to know.
And we were back together all the time.
Right. Well, you'd see her at a party and she'd be looking hot. You're a couple of beers in.
It just was one of those relationships. And I learned a lot from that relationship.
Sure.
So I'm not saying that I still, you know, I'm. It's just one of those things I think you have to go through where you need to learn to break up.
Yes.
It's not supposed to be like this. You're not supposed to constantly be.
Yeah. It seems like some people never learn that. Like, I agree with you. That's you learn in high school and your first couple relationships, you know, you learn like jealousy doesn't pay. And,
right.
You know, when you break up, you broke up for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you hopefully carry things like that with you into your adulthood. And for a lot of people, that doesn't happen. So maybe this is her just learning her lesson.
Well, him, they're doing it in front of everybody. So there it is.
They are. They're saying at TMZ, Justin Bieber's the one who pursued Selena Gomez, not vice versa. And it took some convincing on his part to prove to her that reigniting the relationship would be a good thing. She's in the position that you were, where you're like, I hate that girl. I don't want anything to do with her. All your friends say bad stuff about her. Your family also admits that they couldn't stand her. And then there you are back with her.
Well, my,
so that's, she's doing that vice versa with him.
So do their families not like each other as
I don't know
well?
About his family, but her family feels like she was sent down a rabbit hole with him. Like, you know, they blame a lot of her problems that she had been having on him. I mean, listen, she's got health problems too.
Yeah.
And I guess that was part of this whole thing is that he thought he was over her until she had to get a kidney transplant.
Mm.
And then he was like, oh my God, my girl could die. I just realized how much I love her.
Oh boy.
So, as one source put it, Bieber didn't know how much she meant to him until he realized she could die. And that made all the difference. He apparently was pursuing her while she was still in a relationship with The Weeknd, although that had been fizzling for months. Her family was adamantly against her getting back with Justin.
So there's The Weeknd out with his lady and her phone's blowing up.
Right.
And it's Bieber.
Hey, you up?
That twerp's tweeting you again, huh?
Yep.
God.
Her family calls him vile, and they blame him for her severe bout of depression that landed her in rehab. As one source put it, Selena had to be won over. She had her doubts, but Justin was persuasive. There are also some reports that their relationship is rooted in music and not romance. In other words, it's good business for the two of them to get together and collaborate on songs.
Oh, come on.
I know. Other sources are saying they're not collaborating in any way except the horizontal way. One thing is for sure, though, they appear to be full on back together. This is them from 2 days ago. I'm not sure where this was. It looks like palm trees in the background, maybe L.A. They're riding down the street on bikes, and she just has the biggest. She looks so happy.
Yeah, I want them to be.
She looks happy.
Yeah, but that doesn't. There's a reason you've broken up five times,
Agreed,
and
Vinny.
That's the thing. It doesn't last because suddenly you remember, oh yeah, that person did me dirty.
Yeah. Mm.
That person screwed me over.
The old habits start to resurface. The things that pissed you off at the end of the last relationship are still there. It's just, you know, there's a glow on it when you get back together. I mean, it's been a year.
It's all the stuff, whatever it is that person hated about you. Or the thing. I remember we'd get back together and we'd be so happy for a minute. And then I'd show up high somewhere again because that's what I did. I got high with my dumb friends. I was in high school.
Yeah.
And she would just be like, God, I want to punch you. That look on your face.
Durr, George.
What is your problem? I'm a boy in high school that gets high with his dumb friends. Back off. Sheesh.
Well, reunited and it feels so good.
Not good. It's not going to last.
Well, it's good for us, you know.
I guess.
I enjoy it.
I see pregnancy in the picture.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, she's 25.
Oh, she's not a kid anymore.
He's 23. He's worth $225 million. She's worth $50
million. Oh.
Bryn says...
Oh, as in that what?
She needs to get a kid.
$50 million is enough to be done.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. These days.
These days, what?
She needs
$200 million. Dude, you can retire on $50
million. I asked if I could post the picture of the baby. He says, yes, of course. He goes, sorry, not on my phone very often. That's where...
We're going to post the picture of Cameron.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God. Are you going to do it on yours or on the Alice one?
I'll do it on the Alice one.
Okay. Oh, how exciting.
New baby picture coming, everybody.
Yeah, tell me when it's posted.
Okay.
I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it. Oh, my God. Baby Cameron.
I'm sure their friends are all tripping, too.
Oh, remember Selena that? And Justin.
Yeah, your friends would be like, what are you doing?
Well, her squad,
you're
I'm
back
sure.
Together?
Is just, right.
Ugh.
They were, I'm sure, very supportive after the breakup. She was so depressed.
I remember I broke up with Darcy and came home from school on that Friday, and I'd been talking to my friends, and I'm like, we are going off tonight. And there Darcy was in my living room. And my mom goes, she couldn't go to school today because she was so upset because of you.
So your mom took her side?
Yeah. That's, how could that, you?
That's got to hurt.
And I'm
Let's
like,
call Sandy right now and just talk to her about it. Like, how could she do that to you?
Well,
let's call her. She's
she
at your
liked
house,
Darcy.
Right?
And she thought, you know, the way my mom saw life was you get together with someone in high school and you marry.
Well, she was
absolutely
really young, right? How old?
She married at 19.
Yeah.
The dude that she was with from that was her high school sweetheart.
Right.
That's how you do it.
Your dad.
Oh, don't do that. It's don't take sweet. Her side with it.
I'm not taking any sides. Listen, I'm glad you didn't marry Darcy. She sounds like a pill.
Oh.
Okay, here comes the sexual harassment stuff.
Settle in, everyone. Mm.
Kevin Spacey apparently turned the House of Cards set into a sick sexual playground, which he used to harass and abuse young staffers, according to a new report. 8 people who currently work on the show or worked on it in the past have come forward and accused him of misconduct, with at least one person claiming that he was sexually assaulted. They talked to CNN on Thursday and detailed the allegations. I believe, though, all of them have chosen to remain anonymous. Did I see any names in this? But it's, you know, it's CNN reporting it. I'll believe that. I have no doubt that this type of predatory behavior was routine for him, said a former production assistant who chose to remain anonymous, as did the others. It was a toxic environment for young men who had to interact with him at all in the crew, cast, and background actors. The individual described one incident in which Spacey unabashedly grabbed his crotch while they were driving to the set of the Netflix show. I was in a state of shock. Spacey was a man in a very powerful position on the show, and I was someone very low on the totem pole and on the food chain there. This PA refused to specifically say what happened next out of fear of being identified, but he did talk about an encounter that he and Spacey had a short time later, right after they got to the set. Spacey had asked him to help bring some belongings to his trailer, and once inside the trailer, he made his move, cornering him, blocking the exit, and inappropriately touching him. I told him, I don't think I'm okay with this. I don't think I'm comfortable with this. And then said that Spacey at that point became visibly flustered and fled the trailer. The incident was never officially reported, but the worker did tell a colleague who was able to corroborate the allegations. I guess that he was approached by CNN and he said, yes, that was reported to me. Mm-hmm. This is, I guess, months after he complained to a supervisor about Spacey sexually harassing him. Nothing major was ever done. The other people who worked on House of Cards outlined several other incidents that took place while working with Kevin Spacey. One crew member who was on a set for all six seasons says he touched and harassed him on a regular basis. He would put his hands on me in weird ways. He would come in and massage my shoulders from behind or put his hands around me or touch my stomach sometimes in weird ways that in normal everyday conversation are just not appropriate. This crew member said he didn't feel comfortable telling Spacey to stop or coming forward with his story because he was worried about being blacklisted. That's the worst part about this whole thing. I would love to be able to speak out about this kind of stuff and not fear. This is all coming down after he was publicly accused of sexual misconduct by actor Anthony Rapp. He is currently starring on Star Trek Discovery, which is only on, it's on a paid channel. And Anthony was only 14 at the time of the alleged incident. He's probably best known for Rent. I believe he was in the stage production and on the movie version
right.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's one of those guys that right when I saw his face, I was like, oh, I've seen that guy somewhere before. And he's now in his 40s. He said he was 14 at the time that this happened. Netflix told CNN in a statement Thursday it had sent a representative to the set of House of Cards to speak to the cast and crew about the Spacey scandal. The company said it wasn't aware of the newest accusations. Netflix was made aware of one incident 5 years ago that we were informed was resolved swiftly. They suspended production on Tuesday. That's just more of that stuff. Kevin's... And there's another guy. He says he was 14 and Kevin was 24. And he began a sexual relationship with Kevin Spacey. This would have been the early 80s. This is a different 14-year-old than Anthony Rapp. He said the 14-year-old, who is now a grown man, said he ended it when Kevin tried to rape him. He's been dropped by both his publicist and his agent.
Spacey has.
Kevin Spacey has. CAA is no longer representing Kevin Spacey. They're calling the Netflix set of House of Cards a toxic workplace.
People love that show, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's one of the big shows on there.
And because of the way Netflix does it, it's one of those, they dump the whole season. So it's one of those shows you hear people, they just fall into the weekend.
Yep.
Like
they binge it.
I'll be gone all weekend. I'm going to be watching House of Cards.
There's a young British actor who claims he woke up to Kevin Spacey performing on him. In the latest allegation, the complainant alleged...
He didn't like that, right?
Apparently not. Okay. He says that 56-year-old Spacey abused him after he passed out at the House of Cards star's home after the actor invited him there for a drink. And then he fled after being warned by Kevin Spacey, don't tell anyone about this. And this was apparently 2008. The person who was... alleging this was age 23 at the time.
So not a minor.
No, not a minor, but
and
still.
At Spacey's house,
right.
Which is...
The person said that they smoked weed and he passed out unconscious and woke up to him doing stuff to him. He'd been interviewed by the police. They're investigating claims. He came around, he says, to discover that Spacey was doing stuff to him. Told him to stop. He ran from the house base. He said, don't tell anyone about this. The alleged victim is now 32. There's a, okay, so there's that. And then there is one more. Hold on. This is a barman by the name of Daniel Beal. He told The Sun... which is a British magazine, right? A British,
tabloid, really,
yeah.
Though.
That the Oscar winner, Kevin Spacey, gave him his watch to buy his silence after flashing him. This guy is saying that he came out, I guess he was outside. Damn it, I don't seem to have the whole thing here. Oh, here it is. This barman was 19 at the time. He was sitting outside having a cigarette break. Spacey sat down next to him, flashed his privates, and said, it's big, isn't it? And when he walked back into the bar to go to work, walking away from Spacey, Spacey followed him and handed him an $8,600 watch, some Swiss watch. To, you know, as in, shut up. And here's the kid with the watch.
because the guy didn't give the reaction space he was hoping for? Is that it?
I guess so. And he was suddenly just like, I'm gonna go back inside now. Anyway, that was a spread out over 4 pages. And you know how when we print stuff up the internet, a lot of times like links to other things are mixed
other
in
stories,
with the story.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, which story is this? Harvey Weinstein's back in the news today. Let me just quickly run through some of this stuff. Paz de la Huerta, she says he forced himself on her twice in her home.
Is that the lady that was in, what show was
Boardwalk
she in?
Boardwalk Empire.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Right.
Nookie's piece, side piece.
He offered to give her a ride to her NYC apartment following a party they were both at. He insisted on having drinks at her place, and when they did, he pushed me on the bed, and it all happened very suddenly. The second assault happened a couple months later. He showed up in her lobby, and somehow they ended up inside her apartment again. And she says he raped her again.
Yikes.
She also says she was drinking and in no condition to consent to sex. He was photographed with a suitcase full of prescription drugs.
Yeah, what's that about?
You know, his people are saying that this is that he has diabetes and other health problems, since he was it's a silver case. I would say, just based on this picture, it looks like it's maybe a foot by 18 inches, like a decent size case. And someone, it looks like, popped their head over the seat to take a picture down into this pill case. I mean, it is jam packed. Hmm. Another passenger on the plane recognized Weinstein and said, "Hey, how about that pharmaceutical stash?" And he said, "Oh, I've got a cold." So here's the picture that somebody sent to Page Six, which is another British tabloid.
That's
from The Sun?
New York. No.
Oh, Page Six is
From the New York Post.
Oh, okay.
So this is recent.
Yes. This is like yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. There's that. And there's more. I actually have some Corey Feldman stuff. He named an abuser and more, but that's all. And
is he flying coach here?
I don't think so. I think that's... You see how there's like that rounded part? I think that's one of those seats that sort of faces away.
Oh, first
lays
class.
Down.
Well, he's big time Weinstein. Still, huh? All right.
Still got money. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Oh, so much stuff, including the snow that we've got falling in the Sierra Nevada. I've got some sexual harassment story. Well, just one.
Okay.
It's a quickie, and I shouldn't sound happy about that. I don't mean to.
But we're sharing the wealth of these sexual harassment stories.
I've got an update on Stephen Paddock. That's the Las Vegas murderer, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. It's 7:06, Friday morning. We fall back this weekend, which means that it'll be light out by 7 o'clock, right? Because it's still pitch black out.
Yeah, right. Hopefully. Yeah. Well, we'll enjoy that for, how that goes.
It's
always in transition.
Dark, right. Right, that's true. All right, this part of the show is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's time to win Maroon 5 tickets. You can see Maroon 5 in 2018. Alice has your tickets. Maroon 5 is coming to the Oracle Arena on June 1st, and you can be our guest at the show. We'll take caller number 97-800-400-3697. You'll win a pair of tickets, and we've had these all week, and there'll be more chances throughout the day. Be listening. The tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. at livenation.com. Maroon 5 tickets for caller number 97-800-400-3697. Don't let the flu turn you into a zombie with a fever this Halloween season. With the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, you won't be tricked by any spooky symptoms. All right, let's see how you do, Hooman.
Friday.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Oh! What?
Don't want none unless you got one, son.
Oh, you broke the headphones, too?
I did.
You're back.
I'm back. Man and chain.
Hose. Making it rain on them
hoes.
Somewhere there's a good time looking for me.
Don't worry, drinks. I'm coming.
Is that your dancing?
Nobody can say no.
Yeah, well, dancing and thinking
nobody
about
nobody can
the
say
cold.
Ebola.
All the parties you go to and that's what you got?
Also,
yes. Huh.
I'm also awesome.
I think it's his bad back.
Oh.
Is it?
I'm also awesome. Y'all know.
Oh, this is you, Woman.
Vici, I was cool.
It was something to do.
Living down in L.A.
Got a sports car just to prove. Yeah, I'm a real big baller because I made $1 million and I spent it on girls and shoes.
Oh, boy, he's letting it go.
Woo, Hooman.
The whole rest of the montage is this.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Bryn put this together for him, by the way. So this is the one we'll be hearing for the next 6 weeks.
Oh, really?
I'm sure.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, that's a good song. Woo. Good job, Hooman. Good job pressing play on that, baby.
That one button. Good job. Woo.
It's good news. All right.
Bryn sent me a picture this morning of Cameron.
Oh.
How's Cameron doing?
Well, I asked if
I must be home by now, right?
I don't know. I think she's going to be there another day.
Yeah, she
or so.
Had.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Hmm. Yep. So she is going to maybe be there one more day.
Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. But little Cameron got here on Halloween, 7 pounds, 3 ounces, and everybody's resting comfortably. Well, resting is, you know, a relative
right,
term.
Right, comfortably.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's no pins sticking in them as far as I know. So
I don't think that happens, though, at the hospital.
Which part?
Resting comfortably.
No,
you're at the hospital the whole time. Ugh. People wake you up constantly and just like
blood pressure. Take this medication so you could sleep. I was sleeping.
I was.
Let's take your.
And then when you're the
blood.
Chick, there's constant exams too. Yeah. Like they even send a nurse to your house afterward. Like, I'm going to take a look. I'm like, really? Right here in my own home? Feels like kind of a violation. I'm fine. Everything's all right.
What do you mean, take a look?
They come and take a look.
Down
below.
At Australia?
Mm-hmm.
Down under?
Yep. Like a home visit. Well, I had that anyway. I don't know
you
if
you did?
That, yes.
Both times?
I believe so. And I had a lactation lady come to my house, and they want to make sure the kid's fed and you're okay. You're not in the hospital anymore, and they want to take a look.
We did not have home visits.
You're lucky.
The lactation thing was a big deal.
I did not want home visits.
Well,
maybe
you
it was
had
my
to,
doctor.
Well, you had to. Then you would have had to get up and go in there.
That's true. I hate that. I don't want to get up.
I'm
finally comfortable.
There
I'm finally
were no
at my
home
own
visits.
House.
The lactation thing was a thing,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
I found myself in what appeared to be one of my regular AA meetings. You know, a big circle in a basement room.
Everybody talking about what they're going through.
But everyone's talking about how they can't get the kid to latch or whatever. Oh. And there's even a scale in the corner where you weigh the kid upon arrival.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to weigh the kid again after feeding to let the nurse know what they got.
Right. Well, they want the kids to get fed. You
the
know?
Whole thing.
It is a thing. And for some people, it's super easy. And for other people, it's an absolute nightmare. And a lot of people really want to breastfeed and wind up not being able to. It sucks. Anywho, let's start the 7 o'clock trash with something fun. It's just fun.
All right.
It's good times. And you can tell by the smiles on their faces that it's just going great. Selena Gomez and The Weeknd broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And she now appears to be fully back with Justin Bieber.
You know, I don't know if you had that relationship when you were young. I certainly did.
Yeah, where the one you kept going back to.
We were on and off. It was my high school sweetheart. We'd break up. I would say to my friends, I don't want to see. If you see her, you warn me so I can leave.
Right.
I don't want to know. From that person.
I don't want to know.
And we were back together all the time.
Right. Well, you'd see her at a party and she'd be looking hot. A couple beers in.
It just was one of those relationships. And I learned a lot from that relationship.
Sure.
So I'm not saying that I still, you know, I'm. It's just one of those things I think you have to go through where you need to learn to break up.
Yes.
It's not supposed to be like this. You're not supposed to constantly be.
Yeah. It seems like some people never learn that. Like, I agree with you. That's you learn in high school and your first couple relationships, you know, you learn like jealousy doesn't pay. And,
right.
You know, when you break up, you broke up for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you hopefully carry things like that with you into your adulthood. And for a lot of people, that doesn't happen. So maybe this is her. Just learning her lesson.
Well, and they're doing it in front of everybody, so there it is.
They are. They're saying at TMZ, Justin Bieber's the one who pursued Selena Gomez, not vice versa, and it took some convincing on his part to prove to her that reigniting the relationship would be a good thing. Her, and she's in the position that you were, where you're like, I hate that girl. I don't want anything to do with her. All your friends say bad stuff about her. Your family also admits that they couldn't stand her. And then there you are back with her.
Well, my,
so that's, she's doing that vice versa with him.
So do their families not like each other as
I don't know
well?
About his family, but her family feels like she was sent down a rabbit hole with him. Like, you know, they blame a lot of her problems that she had been having on him. I mean, listen, she's got health problems too.
Yeah.
And I guess that was part of this whole thing is that he thought he was over her until she had to get a kidney transplant.
Mm.
And then he was like, oh my God, my girl could die. I just realized how much I love her.
Oh boy.
So at, one source put it, Bieber didn't know how much she meant to him until he realized she could die. And that made all the difference. He apparently was pursuing her while she was still in a relationship with The Weeknd, although that had been fizzling for months. Her family was adamantly against her getting back with Justin.
So calling. There's The Weeknd out with his lady and her phone's blowing up.
Right.
And it's Bieber.
Hey, you up?
That twerp's tweeting you again, huh?
Yep.
God.
His family, her family calls him vile and they blame him for her severe bout of depression that landed her in rehab. As one source put it, Selena had to be won over. She had her doubts, but Justin was persuasive. There are also some reports that their relationship is rooted in music and not romance. In other words, it's good business for the two of them to get together and collaborate on songs.
Oh, come on.
I know. Other sources are saying they're not collaborating in any way except the horizontal way. Mm-hmm. One thing is for sure, though, they appear to be full on back together. This is them from 2 days ago. I'm not sure where this was shot. It looks like palm trees in the background, maybe L.A. They're riding down the street on bikes, and she just has the biggest... She looks so happy.
Yeah, I want them to be
she
together.
Looks happy.
Yeah, but that doesn't... There's a reason you've broken up five times.
Agreed,
and
Vinny.
That's the thing. It doesn't last because suddenly you remember, oh, yeah, that person did me dirty.
Yeah. Mm.
That person screwed me over
the old
good.
Habits start to resurface. The things that pissed you off at the end of the last relationship are still there. It's just, you know, there's a glow on it when you get back together. I mean, it's been a year.
It's all the stuff, whatever it is that person hated about you. And the thing. I remember we'd get back together and we'd be so happy for a minute. And then I'd show up high somewhere again because that's what I did. I got high with my dumb friends. I was in high school.
Yeah.
And she would just be like, God, I want to punch you. That look on your face.
Durr, George.
What is your problem? I'm a boy in high school that gets high with his dumb friends. Back off.
Ah.
Sheesh.
Well, reunited and it feels so good.
Not good. It's not going to last.
Well, it's good for us, you know.
I guess.
I enjoy it.
I see pregnancy in the picture.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, she's 25.
Oh, she's not a kid anymore.
He's 23. He's worth $225 million. She's worth $50
million. Oh.
Bryn says...
Oh, as in that what?
She needs to get she needs to get a kid.
$50 million is enough to be done.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. These days.
These days, what?
She needs
$200
million.
Dude, you can retire on $50 million.
I asked if I could post the picture of the baby. He says, yes, of course. He goes, sorry, not on my phone very often. That's where...
So we're going to post the picture of Cameron.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God. Are you going to do it on yours or on the Alice one?
I'll do it on the Alice one.
Okay. Oh, how exciting.
New baby picture coming, everybody.
Yeah, tell me when it's posted.
Okay.
I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it. Oh, my God. Baby Cameron.
I'm sure their friends are all tripping, too.
Oh, remember Selena that? And Justin's.
Yeah, your friends would be like, what are you...
Well, her squad,
you're
I'm
back
sure
together?
Is just... Right.
Ugh.
They were, I'm sure, very supportive after the breakup. She was so depressed.
I remember I broke up with Darcy and came home from school on that Friday, and I'd been talking to my friends, and I'm like, we are going off tonight. And there Darcy was in my living room. And my mom goes, she couldn't go to school today because she was so upset because of you.
So your mom took her side?
Yeah. That's, how could that, you?
That's got to hurt.
And I'm
Let's
like,
call Sandy right now and just
mom!
Talk to her about it. Like, how could she do that to you?
Well,
let's call her. She's
she liked
house,
Darcy,
right?
And she thought you know, the way my mom saw life was you get together with someone in high school and you marry.
Well, she was
absolutely
really young, right? How old?
She married at 19.
Yeah.
The dude that she was with from, that was her high school sweetheart.
Right.
That's how you do it.
Your dad.
Oh, don't do that. It's don't take sweet. Her side with it.
I'm not taking any sides. Listen, I'm glad you didn't marry Darcy. She sounds like a pill.
Oh.
Okay, here comes the sexual harassment stuff.
Settle in, everyone.
Kevin Spacey apparently turned the House of Cards set into a sick sexual playground, which he used to harass and abuse young staffers, according to a new report. 8 people who currently work on the show or worked on it in the past have come forward and accused him of misconduct, with at least one person claiming that he was sexually assaulted. They talked to CNN on Thursday and detailed the allegations. I believe, though, all of them have chosen to remain anonymous. Did I see any names in this? But it's, you know, it's CNN reporting it. I'll believe that. I have no doubt that this type of predatory behavior was routine for him, said a former production assistant who chose to remain anonymous, as did the others. It was a toxic environment for young men who had to interact with him at all in the crew, cast, and background actors. The individual described one incident in which Spacey unabashedly grabbed his crotch while they were driving to the set of the Netflix show. I was in a state of shock. Spacey was a man in a very powerful position on the show, and I was someone very low on the totem pole and on the food chain there. This PA refused to specifically say what happened next out of fear of being identified, but he did talk about an encounter that he and Spacey had a short time later, right after they got to the set. Spacey had asked him to help bring some belongings to his trailer, and once inside the trailer, he made his move, cornering him, blocking the exit, and inappropriately touching him. I told him, I don't think I'm okay with this. I don't think I'm comfortable with this. And then said that Spacey at that point became visibly flustered and fled the trailer. The incident was never officially reported, but the worker did tell a colleague who was able to corroborate the allegations. I guess that he was approached by CNN and he said, yes, that was reported to me. Yeah. This is, I guess, months after he complained to a supervisor about Spacey sexually harassing him. Nothing major was ever done. The other people who worked on House of Cards outlined several other incidents that took place while working with Kevin Spacey. One crew member who was on a set for all 6 seasons says he touched and harassed him on a regular basis. He would put his hands on me in weird ways. He would come in and massage my shoulders from behind or put his hands around me or touch my stomach sometimes in weird ways that in normal everyday conversation are just not appropriate. This crew member said he didn't feel comfortable telling Spacey to stop or coming forward with his story because he was worried about being blacklisted. That's the worst part about this whole thing. I would love to be able to speak out about this kind of stuff and not fear. This is all coming down after he was publicly accused of sexual misconduct by actor Anthony Rapp. He is currently starring on Star Trek Discovery, which is only on, it's on a paid channel. And Anthony was only 14 at the time of the alleged incident. He's probably best known for Rent. I believe he was in the stage production and on the movie version
right.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's one of those guys that right when I saw his face, I was like, oh, I've seen that guy somewhere before. And he's now in his 40s. He said he was 14 at the time that this happened. Netflix told CNN in a statement Thursday it had sent a representative to the set of House of Cards to speak to the cast and crew about the Spacey scandal. The company said it wasn't aware of the newest accusations. Netflix was made aware of one incident 5 years ago that we were informed was resolved swiftly. They suspended production on Tuesday. That's just more of that stuff. Kevin's... and there's another guy. He says he was 14 and Kevin was 24. And he began a sexual relationship with Kevin Spacey. This would have been the early 80s. This is a different 14-year-old than Anthony Rapp. He said the 14-year-old, who is now a grown man, said he ended it when Kevin tried to rape him. He's been dropped by both his publicist and his agent. Kevin Spacey has. CAA is no longer representing Kevin Spacey. They're calling the Netflix set of House of Cards a toxic workplace.
People love that show, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's one of the big shows on there.
And because of the way Netflix does it, it's one of those, they dump the whole season, so it's one of those shows you hear people, they just fall into the weekend.
Yep. Like they binge it.
I'll be gone all weekend. I'm going to be watching House of Cards.
There's a young British actor who claims he woke up to Kevin Spacey performing on him in the latest allegation. The complainant alleged...
He didn't like that, right?
Apparently not. Okay. He says that 56-year-old Spacey abused him after he passed out at the House of Cards star's home after the actor invited him there for a drink. And then he fled after being warned by Kevin Spacey, don't tell anyone about this. And this was apparently 2008. The person who was alleging this was age 23 at the time.
So not a minor.
No, not a minor, but
and
still.
At Spacey's house,
right.
Which is...
The person said that they smoked weed and he passed out unconscious and woke up to him doing stuff to him. He'd been interviewed by the police. They're investigating claims. He came around, he says, to discover that Spacey was doing stuff to him. Told him to stop. He ran from the house. Basically said, don't tell anyone about this. The victim is, or the alleged victim is now 32. There's a, okay, so there's that. And then there is one more. Hold on. This is a barman by the name of Daniel Beal. He told The Sun, which is a British magazine, right? A British,
mm-hmm. Yeah, tabloid, really, yeah. Though.
That the winner gave, that the Oscar winner, Kevin Spacey, gave him his watch to buy his silence after flashing him. This guy is saying that he came out, I guess he was outside. Damn it, I don't seem to have the whole thing here. Oh, here it is. This barman was 19 at the time. He was sitting outside having a cigarette break. Spacey sat down next to him, flashed his privates, and said, it's big, isn't it? And when he walked back into the bar to go to work, walking away from Spacey, Spacey followed him and handed him an $8,600 watch, some Swiss watch, to, you know, as in, shut up. And here's the kid with the watch.
Because the guy didn't give the reaction Spacey was hoping for? Is that it?
I guess so. And he was suddenly just like, I'm going to go back inside now. Anyway, that was spread out over 4 pages. You know how when we print stuff up the internet, a lot of times like links to other things are mixed
other
in with
stories,
the story.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, which story is this? Harvey Weinstein's back in the news today. Let me just quickly run through some of this stuff. Paz de la Huerta, she says he forced himself on her twice in her home.
Is that the lady that was in, what show was
Boardwalk
she in?
Boardwalk Empire.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Right.
Nookie's side piece.
He offered to give her a ride to her NYC apartment following a party they were both at. He insisted on having drinks at her place, and when they did, he pushed me on the bed, and it all happened very suddenly. The second assault happened a couple months later. He showed up in her lobby, and somehow they ended up inside her apartment again. And she says he raped her again.
Yikes.
She also says she was drinking and in no condition to consent to sex. He was photographed with a suitcase full of prescription drugs.
Yeah, what's that about?
You know... His people are saying that this is that he has diabetes and other health problems. And it's a silver case. I would say, just based on this picture, it looks like it's maybe a foot by 18 inches, like a decent size case. And someone, it looks like, popped their head over the seat to take a picture down into this pill case. I mean, it is jam packed. Hmm. Another passenger on the plane recognized Weinstein and said, hey, how about that pharmaceutical stash? And he said, oh, I've got a cold. So here's the picture that somebody sent to Page Six, which is another British tabloid. That's from The Sun?
New York. No.
Oh, Page Six is
From the New York Post.
Oh, okay.
So this is recent.
Yes. This is like yesterday.
Picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. There's that. And there's more. I actually have some Corey Feldman stuff. He named an abuser and more, but that's all. And
is he flying coach here?
I don't think so. I think that's... You see how there's like that rounded part? I think that's one of those seats that sort of faces away.
Oh, first
and lays
class.
Down.
Well, he's big Harvey time Weinstein. Still, huh? Yeah. All right.
Still got money. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Oh, so much stuff, including
really?
the snow that we've got falling in the Sierra Nevada. I've got some sexual harassment story. Well, just one.
Okay.
It's a quickie, and I shouldn't sound happy about that. I don't mean to.
But we're sharing the wealth of these sexual harassment stories.
I've got an update on Stephen Paddock. That's the Las Vegas murderer, and more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.